Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I just want everyone to know you're listening to some of the stupidest people on the face of the planet Earth.
I think everyone already knows that.
No, but I want to confirm it.
Oh, okay.
Like if you've suspected for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like we're aware of what's happening.
I'm more aware than I've ever been at this moment.
Okay. What now?
Well, first off, I did a little test in the room, and it's a weird test because I, too, was wrong until like a day or so ago. And even now, don't you start Googling.
I'm looking up a reason for my reason.
Recently, okay. I've been driving back and forth to Longmont a lot. My mom, you know, after my father passed. So then there's some days where traffic is just, for some reason, there's just certain days of the week where, like, I don't know, everyone's going to Bucky's. So I-25 is just a dumpster fire. So I have to go like through Fort Lupton or through Platteville or through Erie or whatever. And when you're driving through, like, my kids started to point out a phenomenon that I forgot was a thing. Like, but the water tower. Is there a water tower in Parker? I bet there is.
I bet there is, yeah.
Is there a water tower in Littleton?
Not that I'm aware of. I'm like right on the cusp.
I mean, I know there's more than one in Longmont. We used to climb the water tower. In Iowa, I guarantee you, in Burlington, Iowa, it's the center of town.
Yeah, I know exactly. Yeah, we live kind of by it.
What did it say on it? Burlington?
Burlington.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I asked the room, because like when I saw it, I was like... The sad thing is one of my kids knew what it was for and I didn't.
But good.
I asked this room, what's the... By the way, 303-222-5423. What's a water tower for? Text the Berg Simpson text line. I bet you 80% are as dumb as Tiak and I. I bet you 1% is as dumb as Aaron.
Excuse me.
Okay, what do you think a water tower is for, Aaron?
Well, my answer was that's where they would keep aquamarine. When the sun would go down, they had to hide her in water because she would turn into a mermaid when the sun went down.
Who is Aquamarine?
Sarah Paxton.
You're saying more words that I don't understand.
It's the movie with her, Emma Roberts, JoJo. Oh, it's one of my favorite movies.
Is it a Disney movie?
I think so. I think it was a Disney Channel original.
Like, okay.
It's the one movie we had a minivan with a DVD player growing up, and it's the one DVD we kept in the car.
So. It's not Shark Boy and Lava
Girl? No, Lava Girl. No,
so
that's different.
It was one of my sister's favorite movies.
It's so good.
But nobody in the room knows the name of the movie?
Aquamarine.
Oh, it's called Aquamarine.
And that is the name of the mermaid as well.
Okay. So you think...
There's a bunch of mermaids.
That
just
is eerie
there.
When you're driving by.
I know the movie, but I don't think it was a documentary. So I don't agree with Aaron.
So if you agree with Aaron that you think there are mermaids.
Still waiting to get my like talking starfish earrings.
303-222-5423. My answer is the same as T-Hawk's.
Yeah.
What's it for?
They store the city's water in the water tower.
But I know
tower.
That's not accurate because we have like off of. What it, like kind of the Pinehurst area, there's the massive reservoir, whatever, that's city's water. So, and there's no tower.
So you think that's your drinking water?
Is I don't know.
Lake or whatever?
There's something whatever there. Uh-huh. It's a water place.
Uh-huh. And so Tiak, being as stupid as I am, like, let's just work it out together.
Okay, because that, right? That's what you thought too?
100%. Yeah. I'm like, that's the water tower. That's Longmont's water tower.
Mm-hmm. What else would be in there? Let me use my context clues
right.
to think there's probably water in that tower.
In there for the, yeah.
For the city. Because right. the name of the city's
and
on the side of it.
And then you go home, right, after mm-hmm. a long basketball game, and you take a 30-minute shower, and everyone on your team does. Now, how big's that tower?
It seems big.
But big enough for everyone to do that, and somebody's doing dishes, and somebody's running the laundry, and like, yeah, why would they have a giant water tower? And then what's filling the water tower?
I don't. Yeah, and why is it so high up too?
Is
all
it
the
catching
time?
Rain or something? I don't know.
I don't even want to say the answer to it because I still don't understand why it works. But legitimately, it's not what any of us think. People, I don't want to say.
I don't know what the purpose is. I'm
it's
racking
so
my brain.
It's so stupid.
Does it have to do with farming?
No. This is so weird.
Is it just for teenagers to dare each other to climb?
Yes, that's exactly what it is. It's they put it up in towns so teenagers. No,
okay, I don't. What is it?
I 303-222-5423. I don't want to say. You can't think of any other reason because when is and it, I don't fully understand it. But like, think about this: if I had water in a tube,
mm-hmm.
which is what your pipes are. Mm-hmm. Right? And there was just a bunch of water in the tube. Why would it move towards the sink, go up your stairs and like come out? Why is it doing that?
Oh, is it pressure?
Yes.
Ah.
Under pressure.
Is it air?
It's like the high point, they put all the water up high so it forces, like, you know how you like have a straw and you can like pull it up and then it's like the water pressure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or like when you fill the thing, you ever mm-hmm. looked at one of those Facebook things where it's like, which one will fill first? And it's like, you follow which way would like, the high water would go over to here, but then it would fall out this tube or whatever. It's that. Like if you don't have a water tower, your water doesn't come out. This is, I know this is dumb, but like, imagine how many, I don't know what we call what I'm talking about, but do you know how many things there are in your everyday life that you just accept that that's what they are? And you're just like, oh, it's a water tower. And you don't, ever mm-hmm. ask yourself the question, why the hell does every town have one?
It stores treated water at high elevation using gravity to create pressure that pushes water through pipes to homes and businesses.
Oh. Well, yeah, everyone knows that.
The mermaids are safe there, too.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105. 9.